House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is March 4, 2016, the 20th day of the session. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey?
She's coming in the door right now.
Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Louts, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz? Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Steinmetz excused, Winters excused, 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer of the day is offered by our own Representative Kasparic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I found a daily devotional that is actually for today, March 4th, and I thought it very appropriate to read prior to the prayer. Refuse to worry. In this world, there will always be something enticing you to worry. This is the nature of a fallen, fractured planet. Things are not as they should be, so the temptation to be anxious is constantly with you, trying to worm its way into your mind. The best defense is continual communication with me, richly seasoned with thanksgiving. Awareness of my presence fills your mind with light and peace, leaving no room for fear. This awareness lifts you up above your circumstances, enabling you to see problems from my perspective. Live close to me. Together, we can keep the wolves of worry at bay. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour. We're asking for your blessing and help as we are gathered together. We pray for guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to reach higher and farther to be the best. Be the best we can be. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 3, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Schwartz and Steinmetz.
The doctor of the day is Jasper Chen from Cheyenne. Please welcome him to the House. The House of Representatives would like to thank Isabella Alvarez for taking 2 weeks out of her senior year at Central High School in Cheyenne to serve as our student paid. Where is she? I can never find her. Now listen, this is pretty amazing. Bella, as she likes to be called, was born in Venezuela and came to the United States at the age of 7 to Florida. She lived there until 2 years ago when she moved to Cheyenne and began her junior year here. Her stepdad found work here, and that is what brought them to Wyoming. She participates in We the People program at Central and works about 25 hours a week at Olive Garden Restaurant. I see you haven't put on a pound either. Most of her spare time is spent studying. She usually always has a book in her hand. After graduating this spring, she hopes to attend Florida State, majoring in either pre-med to become a surgeon or pursuing a double degree in criminal justice and law. Her mother was a lawyer in Venezuela, as are many members of her family there. We've all enjoyed having you serve as our student page, Bella, and I wish you would maybe take the podium and give and favor us with a few words.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker. Okay, thank you. I would just like to thank all of you personally for making this such a wonderful experience. I had the pleasure to interact at least once with each one of you, and it's been great. I feel a lot of pride, a lot of honor standing here today. I've only ever felt that kind of pride twice, once here and once when I actually moved to the States. I never imagined that I would have so many opportunities like I do now. And it's been a really quick 2 weeks, and I've learned so much, and I know that what I've learned here will transcend to every aspect of my life. And even though I am leaving Wyoming in the fall to attend Florida, I don't think I'll ever meet anybody or go to any state with such genuinely kind and good-hearted people. So I would just like to thank all of you.
Messages from the Senate. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Rich, before you start. Representative Wilson.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We certainly couldn't let everybody go home without giving out presents. It's almost like Christmas or something, waiting till the very last moment. So if I could have the courtesy committee please come forward to help me out. Representative Blake, Representative Dayton, Representative Larson, and Representative Moniz. So the first gifts, we really appreciate all of those, all those of you who have served in various leadership functions. I'm sure sometimes it's kind of like herding cats or pigs or I'm not sure what, but we don't herd very well. So if the following people could come forward to receive their presents, and I will just say for those of you that can't see through the wrapping paper just yet that this present is in special recognition of the interesting situation that we've had trying to piece together the Capitol in a glass building. So Minority Caucus Chairman Byrd, just come on up to the front. Minority Whip Esquibel, you can clap, go ahead. Minority Floor Leader Mary Throne. Majority Whip Hunt. Speaker Pro Tem Tim Stubson. And Majority Floor Leader Rosie Berger. And those of you in leadership, after you receive your present, will also give you the brief opportunity to say a few remarks. I don't think they're listening to me. I better go tell them face to face. I will certainly, you're in leadership, so if you want to open your presents, you go right ahead. I don't care. And then any of you six who wants to come forward and borrow some of my privilege at the mic to say some words about Speaker Brown before we give him his, feel free. Inside the glass house is a photo of the Capitol in a jigsaw puzzle form. And of course, later, if they want to, they can use the glass house as a bird feeder or a candy jar or to hold kitty treats or whatever would be useful. Are there any of you who would like to borrow the mic here? Just
we'd like a photo first with the speaker.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, you're under instruction to be photographed. Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, just thank you for the opportunity of serving as your leader and to be a part of this team that has been such a growing experience. I will just tell you that in 2002, when I ran for the first time, I never imagined that I would be serving in this capacity. And it is truly an honor to serve the people of Wyoming and to serve you. And thank you, Mr. Speaker, for all of your wise counsel, your leadership, your steadiness. I didn't really prepare closing remarks, but I was awake at 1:30 this morning just thinking about our leadership team, about you, about yesterday, and what an amazing day yesterday was. And again, a thank you to Representative Blackburn for coordinating, yeah, and again for all of you and your team for just again reminding us the importance of servitude, leadership, and protecting our freedoms of this country, and really just the love and passion that we have for our people. And so with that, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am going to miss you, but I am wishing you well on the greens. I know it will be a hit.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. Well, as I spend my last day here, I want to say what an honor it's been to serve in this institution, and the friends I've made here will be friends for life. So, anyway, sorry. And Mr. Speaker, thank you for your leadership. Rosie, the rest of the members of leadership, thank you for everything you've done to make this session successful. But I do just want to say that, you know, sitting in that chair has been the honor of my life.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. Well, Mr. Speaker, we'll come up there. You don't have to come down here. On behalf of the minority caucus, we would like to express our thanks and appreciation to Mr. Speaker for his leadership. One of the members saw the speaker and I in a heated discussion and asked me, "Do you and Kermit get along?" I'm like, "Yeah, we just yell at each other and then we forget about it." But, you know, we've had vigorous discussions, but always constructive discussions. And certainly we have all appreciated his leadership and his consideration of the minority party, you know, despite our intense minority status at this present point in time, and really wish him well on his next adventures, and we will sorely miss him. Thank you. And I should say it's not a resting elk, but it is appropriate for someone who's been a great leader. Well, there you go.
Oh, that is beautiful. Isn't that? Wow. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. It's just humbling to me. I didn't take this job for these kind of accolades, but I truly appreciate it. I'm going to miss you all, and I just see every face out here. There's not anybody here that I wouldn't go camping with. That's always been one of my tests. Would I go camping with this person or not? There's not a soul here I wouldn't go camping with. So thank you very much.
And Mr. Speaker, may I have some more privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I see you do have your bosun mate's pipe securely tucked away, so perhaps these will just add to that wonderfulness. But I know we're all going to miss the speaker. We hope to have you come visit so we can introduce you from the side door like we do all our wonderful honored guests. So here's another present for you.
Well, this is a beautiful plaque. As you can see inscribed, it says, Wyoming 63rd Legislature, House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, Kermit C. Brown, in recognition and appreciation of your excellent leadership and dedicated service to the people of Wyoming. My, that is beautiful. Thank you very much. Let me see. I'm not sure I need to package that back up. Do you think?
And, Mr. Speaker, one more gift from all of us here to you.
I will call you Resting Elk, since you deserve that name. But it's been an honor serving with you, Mr. Speaker. I can remember when we first started campaigning to get you elected to this position, and I think you've served us well. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I hope you enjoy this parting gift.
Well, obviously, you all know what it is.
No, we never saw it.
Oh, you never saw it. Brandon Casbah, Charles Belden. And if you know anything about Charles Belden, he was, let me see, how does that go? He's Jack Parnell's father-in-law. He, for many, many years, took pictures on the Pitchfork Ranch. And there are a number of his pictures around. And if you get on the website for the state archives, many, many of his pictures are digitized and they're on there. And over the internet, you can actually order them. And you can either get them as they are or framed. So this is Brandon Cattle, and it must be later in the day because this guy's got a pair of Angora chaps, I see, and they're draped over the back of his saddle. So he looks like maybe he's got two pair of chaps. He's packing two ropes, which in the old days, I've done that. The second rope really helps when you lose the first one, let me tell you. And he's got a horse that's breaking at the pole. That's a horse that's done a lot. You can just tell, and it looks like a hackamore bit. It might be a curb bit on him. And the only thing that bothers me is he only single hawked this calf. And it used to be if you brought a calf to the Brandon Fire single hawked, where he's jumping around, you got chewed out by the ground guys. They wanted him double hawked when you brought him in. So it's a beautiful picture. My gosh, this would have to be in the. Probably the 1910, 1920 era, somewhere in there. So it's beautiful. So I'll have it. We can all have a look at it. Thank you very much. That's very touching. It really is.
And before I give the mic back to the speaker, I just want to say it's a good thing he described that, because I actually thought it was a photo of trying to get a budget through this session. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know after Christmas opening presents, sometimes what we do is take a nap, but we'll take directions from the Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Well, thank you all. I'd rather speak from down here. I just can't tell you. Yesterday, Representative Blackburn, I was crying inside. And so much appreciation for everything. I just want to take a minute and discuss something that I've really given some thought to lately. I've given this talk a couple times, once at the Business Alliance, but just maybe a philosophy to pass on or to think about, and sort of the shortened version of it. But, you know, every one of you got here by your own wits and on your own merits, and you had to go out and you had to get elected and you had to fight and claw your way in here, and you're in here and you've become a very select group of people who have succeeded in one way or another. So you come in here, I'd say all full of testosterone, except it wouldn't quite fit the entire group, but yes, Representative Conley, I see you over there. But everybody comes in here kind of jazzed up from that, and so we go to work, and some of you heard me say it, but I've always said this is a romper room for type A's. That's just what this room is. And so we come in here and we start all our various scheming and building relationships and working on projects and so forth, and on we go. And so I've had people ask me, and you know, people always say, you lawyers, how can you fight in court the way you do all day? Sometimes you fight for weeks and weeks, and then you go out at night and have a beer together. Well, how can you not do that? How can we get anything done in this country if we couldn't talk to each other? You know, I saw James Baker, I'm a great admirer of James Baker, and he told me that during the worst of conflict with the Palestinians, when there was an absolute lead wall between us and the Palestinians, he said we never stopped talking to them. He said they had intermediaries. He said one day Reagan just picked up the phone and called them. And so I think that's a good lesson for all of us. And so we get this stuff in legislator school, like, you know, at the end of the day, when you walk out of here in a rage because somebody killed your bill, you can't express your anger in inappropriate ways. And you have to understand that when you walk in tomorrow morning on a new bill, that person that just killed your bill may be your new best friend. And so what do we do in here? We discuss ideas. We don't take it out on each other. We don't get personal. We leave all that out of it, and we discuss ideas. And there's no idea that's stupid. They'll rise or fall. They'll sink or swim on their own. But we discuss ideas. And there's no person that's stupid. There's no question that's stupid. And there's no idea that's stupid. And you know, my partner Bill Heiser always tells, when we get a new lawyer or a new secretary in our office, he always calls them in. He's got a little speech that he goes through, but he says, I want you to ask questions. And he says, every time you ask a question, one of us is going to learn something. And sometimes it's us. And the secretary says, how come you did that? And we say, oh, my gosh, what is that in there? And so that's why there are no stupid questions. And so when you get to the 30,000-foot level, we were sent down here to do something. We don't want to be suffer the same curse that Congress has, that we can't get anything done. And so we reach what we call a consensus, which means we treat each other with civility, with dignity. We work on the ideas. We stay on the ideas. You know, when somebody calls you names, you know what that means? And it's not just in here, but it's with the public at large. When they call you a name, that means they're losing. They're out of ideas. They're out of arguments. They're out of bullets. They're done. And so all I can resort to is calling you names. And we don't do that. But sometimes we understand we lose. Sometimes we understand we win. We don't gloat over our wins, and we don't express our anger on losses in inappropriate ways. And by doing that, we reach a consensus. And it really irritates me when people say, well, legislation is the art of compromise, because I don't think it is the art of compromise. Legislation is a consensus, and that simply means that a majority of us, for whatever reason, decided one way or the other. And the consensus may be yea or the consensus may be nay. And remember, if a bill passes by 31 votes, that means because it got 31 votes for 31 different reasons. There's no two people out of that 31 that voted for that particular consensus position for the same reason. But we reached the consensus, which is just that there were more, that was the majority of the group. And so then you get to this business of compromise, and people say, well, you have to compromise your principles to go down there and do business. I don't believe that. And I've never compromised mine. And I'm pretty conservative, really. And I'm really more conservative on issues even than you hear me say at the podium sometimes. But we're trying to get something done. And so I don't want anybody in here to ever compromise their position. And I want everybody going home being the same kind of political persuasion they had when they came down here. But sometimes, you know, you get on that horse and you get in these arguments and you go so far and you say, you know, I've just ridden this horse about as far as he'll go. I got to make up my mind. Is it better to vote yea or is it better to vote nay? But you don't compromise by doing that. You just accept reality and the overarching idea that we're all down here to accomplish something, not just to descend into gridlock and stop talking to each other and all just sit here and scowl. Because we can't get anything done that way. And another thing that really troubles me that I see going on in campaigns more and more is people making these promises. They run for office and they make promises that they really shouldn't be making because they haven't heard the arguments and they don't know everything. And like Representative Moniz told me, that I'll never forget the first time he was down here. We went home after the first weekend and we went somewhere and he told somebody, he said, the first question we had, I changed my mind three times. And so we all do that. And if you come down here making a promise and locked into a political ideology without all the information and all the facts, you're going to make a mistake and you're not really going to serve your constituents in the best way. So I thank you all I've tried to promote that. I think we've done a good job. I thank all of you participating in that and understanding the spirit of what it's all about, and you can all go home content that you're left here with the same political ideals you had when you came here. But we got to get something done, and so that's where we come together. And yeah, I don't mind sitting down with Representative Throne and well, some of them were discussions and some of them were shouting matches, but in the end, it's all in that idea that we're on the idea, and the idea is either going to make it on its merits or it's going to go down. And you know, we're like a pack of hyenas in here. You throw an idea up in the air, and man, they're all over it right away. And it's either going to succeed or it's not. Well, that's fine, but when it's over, it's over. And as I say, 31 of us vote for it for 31 different reasons. It passes, or we vote against it for 31 reasons, and it fails, and then we go home. Intact. So I think that's really important. I'm going to leave. He's handing me a note that says time. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I just hope after I'm gone, as you come down here and you see successive people coming in, you know, I really got a kick out of Representative Lindholm because he came down here as a new legislator with some ideas, and he told me the other day we were on a question, he said, you know, I've been forced just by understanding the system, gaining more maturity and a deeper understanding of the system, he said, I've been forced to be a little mature on this question. And I thought that was terrific. And I think we all go through that, and that's what makes us good legislators. So maybe 25% of us will turn over this time. We'll have that. And so the ones that stay are the ones who have to carry that tradition on and pass it on and help the new members learn what it's about and get a depth of understanding to where they're at the point where they can help make this system work. And we just cannot allow it to become dysfunctional. We can't sit here all angry and scowling at each other, refusing to talk to each other and voting no on everything. That would be the worst mistake we could make. So thank you for all your help during the time that I've been the speaker. I've loved it, and I love every one of you. Messages from the Senate.
Message 300, Mr. Speaker. The Senate did concur on a House amendment to Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, Ayes 23, Noes 7, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 301, Mr. Speaker. The Senate did concur on a House amendment to Senate File 92, State Construction Department, Ayes 29, Noes 1, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 302, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 21, State Public Purpose Invested Revisions. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 13, Noes 17. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 303, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 19. Senator Co-Chairman, Senator Landon, Senator Rothfuss, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 304, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 49. Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senator Boner, Senator Johnson, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 305. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 97. The Senate conferees are Senator Kinski, Chairman, Senator Driscoll, Senator Emmerich, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 306. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 402, Occupational Therapy Practice Act. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed by the above indicated. Ayes 27, Noes 2, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 307, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 40, Amended Mine Land Funds. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above. It was Ayes 27, Noes 2, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 308, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with like committee number 2 from the House on amendments to Senate File 3. Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senator Peterson, Senator Rothfuss. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 309, Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 65, Patent Trolling. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill. It was Ayes 30, Noes 0. Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Conference Committee Reports. Okay. The first conference committee report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 49, Abandoned Vehicles. Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee report number 218 and ask for your aye vote. When we got it back from the other body, it said on page 17, line 21, shall not exceed $760. The compromise, we added a little bit of language to that, and they were agreeable to it. And that reads, and the total allowable expenses for removal, towing, storage, and sale shall not exceed $760. So I'd stand for any questions. Ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion? Question being called. We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 49. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Ferger. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey. Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Lauks, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97. The next report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97, Wolf Depredation, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would move message number 278 to House Bill number 97 and ask for your aye vote on this. We worked this out it's a lot lower appropriation than what we initially had in the bill, but some research has shown that this will help us through this year, so it just moves the number from 200,000 to 60,000 for that appropriation and stands the program up. So I'd ask for your aye vote. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to correct one thing. I apparently, when we were adopting House Bill 49, I said 97. So by the previous vote, I want to be sure the record's clear on this. By the previous vote, you adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 49. We're now on House Bill 97. Is there any discussion on the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97? Seeing none. We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey. Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lauks.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97. The next report for our consideration is the Joint Conference report, Committee report on Senate File 42. Representative Nicholas.
Is this the first one? Mr. Speaker.
Please, Representative Nicholas.
I would move Conference Committee Report Number 2 for Senate File 42 and ask for your favorable report. Folks, if you remember, this was from the Occupational Therapist Practice Act, and we made one change at page 7, line 8, which has to do with language dealing with the the authority of the commission that's established by this dealing with unprofessional practice. And it basically specifies and makes it more consistent with the current law as to what activities you can discipline someone for on or off the job conduct. And so basically it says instead of being diagnosed as a substance abuse, it says you have to be currently suffering from an active substance abuse disorder that affects the occupational therapist's ability to perform as an occupational therapist. And if there are no questions, I'd move for your favorable support.
Any discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 on Senate File 42. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
no.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Harvey, I, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Winters, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Are there other changes? Pieperinen, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 42. The next report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 65. Representative Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report message number 309 to Senate File number 65, patent trolling, and ask for your favorable consideration. The differences as we had our conference committee came down to three words. In the bill, there's a subsection that reads that a court may consider any of the following factors as evidence that a person made a bad faith or intentionally deceptive assertion of patent infringement, which takes us to page 4 and paragraph Romanet 6. The version that came to us said that a person knew or should have known that the claim of patent infringement is unenforceable. In our body, we changed that phrase to the person knew or believed that a person or believe the claim of patent infringement is unenforceable. Ooh. So our friends to the north had trouble with that term believed and thought that was a subjective standard that would be hard to ascertain what somebody really believed and we're very concerned that that language be changed back to the should have known. So, again, we move that paragraph back to the person knew or should have known that the claim of patent infringement is unenforceable. That was their position. We also heard that backed up by industry representatives, and so we deferred to their position. So I ask for your aye vote on the conference report.
Any discussion? We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 65. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Helke,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pipirinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 65. Conference Committee on House Bill 21. Miller, Chair, Swanitzer Dan, and Madden. Conference Committee on Senate File 3. Walters, Chair, Laux, and Reeder. We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the first enrolled act for our consideration is enrolled act number 51, Senate. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled act number 51 from original Senate file 97, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 51 being original 51 Senate being original Senate file 97. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 52, Senate. The reading clerk will please read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 52, Senate, from original Senate File 76, an act relating to trade and commerce.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 52, Senate, being original Senate File 76.
That's B-R-O-W.
Got it. Thank you. I have so signed. Next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 53, Senate. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 53 from Senate File 72, an act relating to highways.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 53 being original Senate File 72. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 54, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 54, Senate, from original Senate File 91, an act relating to state institutions.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 54, being original Senate File 91. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 55. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 55, Senate, from original Senate File 75, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 55, being original Senate File 75. I'm so sorry. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 56, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 56, Senate, from original Senate File 58, an act relating to hospitalization and treatment of mentally ill persons.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 56, being original Senate File 58. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 57, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 57, Senate, from original Senate File 73, an act relating to welfare.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 57, being original Senate File 73. I have so signed. Next act is Enrolled Act Number 58, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 58, Senate, from original Senate File 68, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 58, being original Senate File 68. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 59, Senate. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 59, Senate, from original Senate File 92, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 59, being original Senate File 92. I've so signed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stand at ease from now until noon, and subject to gaveling back in if something comes over from the other body that requires our action. At noon, we will adjourn. Management Council will reconvene at 12:30, and our plan is to go until 2 o'clock and see how close we can get to being done with that. And then at 2 o'clock, our plan is to gavel back in. The Senate is working on veto overrides. The veto overrides that succeed in the Senate come over here. We never get to work. It's their bill, so we never get to work on overrides unless they first pass the Senate, which I think saves us a lot of wheel spinning. So maybe by 2 o'clock those will be here, and whichever overrides pass the Senate, we'll have to consider then as concurrence requests. That means each line item veto that the governor put in the budget, and there's a ton of them, each one of those will have to be separately, that pass override in the Senate, will have to be separately considered over here on a roll call vote on each one. So that's going to take a while. We do have a resolution on Senate File 51. Our committee's been looking at the draft to be sure the draft correctly expresses the agreement that was reached last night, so we get that one out of the way. And my thought is that not early this afternoon, but sometime today, we get this thing over with. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hope my voice holds out for a few minutes. You know, there's been a lot of thank yous today and a lot of people saying goodbye. And I thought that I'd like to let you know that I have enjoyed 14 years in the Wyoming legislature, and it has been such a pleasure. There have been some really good times and some really good people that I have encountered that I don't think I would have ever met in any other way. When I started 14 years ago, I was in the back, sat by the microphone, and the gentleman that previously held that seat said, "Now, if you're going to get my seat, you have to maintain the candy dish." And so for 13 years, with some help from my friends, I have kept a candy dish and kept it full every day. And it's been the best bird feeder ever. I get to see some of the prettiest birds, some of the happiest birds, some of the grumpiest birds, but they all like chocolate. It was fun to do. I have enjoyed being a chairman of the Labor Committee for the last 4 years. And, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank you for the committee that I have now. They are so awesome. They study, they work, they prepare things. You know, we sponsored 17 bills this session, and every one of them passed because they had been fully vetted by our committee, because they'd been worked and worked over, and I'm proud of them for that. I'm sorry to say that this is my last day in the legislature for sitting in this building, but I'm looking forward to one more interim of committee work and working with the giants that I work with, the corner posts that hold me up, and quite frankly, I think they make me look better than I am as a committee chairman. I just want you to all know that I do value the friendships that I've made here, and I value the work, and I value especially the decorum that we have seen, sometimes stronger than others. I appreciate the work of this body. Thank you for being so fun to work with, and I won't be running again. Thanks.
tell your buddy.
Isabella, don't tell people down in Florida about this.
Hey, come on. Am I going?
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're in recess until 2 p.m.